Welcome to the Deal With It podcast, where we deal with one theological issue every week. But this time, we're going to have a special guest on. He's a filmmaker, best-selling author of 80 books, co-host with actor Kirk Cameron of the award-winning The Way of the Master TV program, which is broadcast to 190 countries. We have Ray Comfort with us. Ray, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thanks for agreeing to come on. So this issue of homosexuality in our society today is a big one. It's a hot button topic, especially lately with the Supreme Court decision and everything like that. But aside from that, why did you choose to why did you make a movie on homosexuality?
Well, I didn't want to. I tried to avoid it, but there ain't no thought. People kept saying, "Please make a movie on homosexuality. You know, we've got to have a deal with it. It's an awkward issue." And I said, I don't want to do it. There's two reasons we're not going to do it. Number one is that if you even say anything even slightly about homosexuality nowadays, you're vilified on the part of someone who's said to be a racist, and let alone make a movie about it.
Yep.
And so I didn't want that. And the second thing is, how do you make a movie about homosexuality and hold people's interest? I mean, there'll be a documentary interviewing so-called experts, and interviewing ex-homosexuals, now Christians, married with three kids and all happy. That's kind of stereotypical, kind of boring. Who's going to watch it but the choir? So it's just not going to happen. But I was on the way to London from Germany on a plane, and I sat next to a gentleman, middle-aged, and I said, "How you doing? And do you have a family?" And he said, "Yeah, I have a husband." And I was like, "Fuck, you know, what do I say? That's nice." And I thought, I mean, I didn't stare out the window for the next hour and a half. Hang on a second, sorry about that.
That's gone. Fine.
I didn't stare out the window for the next hour and a half. I engaged in chat with him because we became friends, but it made me realize how awkward it is for the average Christian to confront this issue. How can you hold on to your Christian convictions and not sound like a bigot, a homophobic, or a hateful person? And I knew there was a way to do it. I've been teaching a teaching called Hell's Best Kept Secret since 1982.
Yep.
And within that teaching, I teach how to speak to a homosexual without having undue offense. And I was on my way to Huntington Beach's Open Air Preach, which is what I do most Saturdays with friends, Scotty, and I saw two women walking towards me, kissing each other. And having a spirit of perception, I perceived they were lesbians, so I stopped them and said, "Can I interview you on camera?" And they said yes, which was much to my surprise. And they gave me a 14-minute interview that blew me away, because at the end of the interview, they said, "This has been great. Thank you for not condemning us." And yet I hadn't compromised the gospel in the slightest. All I'd done was use the biblical principle I've been teaching in a teaching called Hell's Best Kept Secret for all these years. And so I had in my hands a structure for a movie, and I thought, I wonder if we can weave a genuine story and use that footage in the story. So I wrote a script that night, sent it to one of my production crew, and he wrote back just thrilled with it and excited. So we made a movie, and it's award-winning, and thousands of people have downloaded it in the first 24 hours of being put on our website, so we're very excited.
Yeah, it's a great movie. I watched it, and I think it will help a lot of people be able to engage those who are involved with that lifestyle in a loving, Christ-like manner as well. So what exactly makes Audacity different? Because there's been other kinds of things that have been produced on the topic, but what makes Audacity different from other films?
Well, it's not a documentary. It's a scripted movie. It's fast-moving, holds attention, has metaphors in it that are really gripping, and has the gospel in it, and also has street footage. We went into adding street footage with fear and trembling, because I've never heard of a scripted movie, a storyline with reality three interviews in it. I thought, how's this going to work? But we put them in, and we had pre-screenings for about 1,000 Christians, four different demographics, and said, "Tell us about baby. It's ugly. It's not about you, but when I was first married, when our first kid came along, I took pictures of it just as it was born and showed people and thinking how beautiful it was. And 3 months later, I looked back at the pictures and I thought, that looks like E.T. So what was wrong with me? And that's because love is blind. Love cannot see. And I said, are we being blind with this baby? Tell us if it's ugly before it goes public. And of course, the picture to people. And they came back and said, yep, it needs character development. So we filmed three more new scenes. And I said, we've got to have more street and it really has worked. It's better than the story because the people we interview on the street, so colorful, change their minds about being born that way as homosexuals in a matter of seconds because they were confronted with new knowledge and giving a new perspective. So here's a movie that contains the gospel and that can change people's minds about that important issue: are homosexuals born that way? Because if they are, then we've got no right to judge them. It's like skin color. It's natural. God made them like this. But if they're not born that way, then like adultery and fornication and lying and stealing, homosexuality is a choice, then they are morally responsible before God. And that's what this movie brings out. It's very unique in that aspect.
Yep. So the movie storyline, can you give us like a gist of the movie storyline?
Yeah, it's about a young guy, his name's Peter, who struggles with how to confront the issue of homosexuality. He's a new Christian, about a year old, finds himself in an elevator with a couple of lesbians, and he goes to give them a Christian booklet and just breaks into a sweat. He just freaks out because he doesn't want to sound hateful. He doesn't want to be rejected. He doesn't know what to say, how to back it up. Gets out of the elevator and then has a nightmare and then he begins to research on how to witness to homosexuals, and that's how the street footage comes in. That's how the teaching weaves into the story. It's an aspiring stand-up comedian. I felt we needed to have a little bit of humor here and there in this movie because it's a dark issue, and it's not one that you can come out of this movie and say I enjoyed that and be ministered to and no compromise. And because it's got a little touch of the humor and touch of the emotions in the storyline.
Right. That's excellent. Just 40 years ago, pretty much every state in the U.S. outlawed homosexuality. What do you think, what happened to change so many attitudes so quickly?
Yeah, 40 years ago, it was against the law in every state, and some states had prison for homosexuality, hard labor. This was only 40 years ago. They even had stuff on television, public announcements via video or film, warning people about homosexuals. And everything's changed, and I believe it's because of the influence of Hollywood. And when I say Hollywood, I mean entertainment industry. I mean movies, videos, music videos, excuse me, entertainment programs, magazines, and full movies. And Hollywood has attracted a certain type of person. They're usually good-looking, self-confident, opinionated, big egos, want to be in front of the camera, not behind the camera. And they're not the sort of person that gravitates towards humility of Christianity. And so we have this industry packed full of people who are godless in their philosophy. And for years, they've been out of step with America, showing things on television, movies, and music that's just repulsive to the average church-going, God country American. But with the power of their influence, with the whole generation being subjected to women, music and music icons kissing each other, and men kissing each other, and this promotion of homosexuality as being the same as along with racism, it shouldn't judge people by their orientation, that have changed the whole generation. So now we have a generation that's in step with Hollywood, so that homosexuality is celebrated as normal and natural. Something that is just mind-boggling to the average Christian. This could happen so quick.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. And this is this next question kind of touches on a topic that you touched on in the movie, which was great that you did, because it's one of the arguments that's used so much on the side of that lifestyle to someone who is inquiring about that lifestyle. And I just wanted to ask you, are homosexuals born that way?
No, they're not. But they're born with a sinful nature. They're born with a nature that's rebellion to God and has moral law. Their mind is in a place of hostility, enemies of God, and their mind's with worse. So we gravitate towards sin. We gravitate towards fornication and adultery and lying and stealing and blasphemy and covetousness and homosexuality. Because God lists homosexuality in with fornication and adultery. So just as a man is born with a sinful nature, chooses to commit adultery because he's attracted to it, just as a man chooses, a woman chooses to fornicate because they're attracted to it because of a sinful nature, so someone chooses to become a homosexual or commit the sin of homosexuality. And so it's choice, and we're morally responsible as a super for it. It's not a choice. If a man commits adultery because he was born that way, then no one can judge him for it. If someone fornicates or steals because he's born that way, always wanted to steal. You know, I always wanted to steal as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had fruit on a bowl on the table at home, but the ones we stole from the neighbor's fruit trees were far more sweet. They were delicious because I snuck through a hedge, felt the palpitations of my heart, the adrenaline rush, and came back with an apple in my hand that tasted real sweet because I had a propensity. And I can't say, well, look, I was born a thief. It wasn't my fault. I just couldn't help it. It was my orientation. But it was just the way I lean. No, no, it was a choice, and I'm morally responsible. Same with fornication, adultery, and homosexuality.
Right. Yeah, that's something that they use so commonly, and it's but every person is born with a sin nature, and I think that's so important for someone to understand that we're brought forth in sin. And
it's so important because knowledge can change minds in seconds, and when people heard that sort of knowledge, it changed their minds on the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I could change your mind in a couple of seconds with knowledge. If I said to you, do you want $10 million or do you want a $500 parachute? You'd say, give me the $10 million. I can buy 20,000 parachutes for $500. But I said, oh, this extra knowledge I forgot to share with you. You're on the edge of a plane 10,000 feet up, you're about to jump. You'd say, get the money away from me. Give me the parachute. And it's a complete change of mind because knowledge has been given to you that helps you change your perspective.
Right.
Exactly what happens in the movie. People look at the knowledge, gives them another perspective, and helps them see there is another perspective and makes them change their mind.
Right, and that's something in this century that is suppressed, is that alternative knowledge. But do you think this or have you received any negative backlashes?
No, surprisingly not. I will, I'm sure, but very little backlash. About 1,000 atheists went to IMDb, the place where you got to find out if movies are good or bad, and they gave it a 1-star rating. They said, don't watch this movie. Don't even let anybody watch this movie. And it's the best thing they can do for us.
Yeah.
Tell people not to watch a movie and say, what movie is this? Why should I watch it? Why are you telling me not to watch it? So the negativity is going to turn positive for us. So that's very exciting. I'm still alive. I thought we'd be in a real problem. But thousands of people are down with it. I think because the movie is soaked in love, there's not a 5 seconds you can find of hate in a movie, even slightly. I think it's just going to have more positivity than what we imagined.
Yeah. Now, there are numerous quote-unquote church leaders that I'm sure you know their names, and I know some of their names. Why have they decided to cave on this very important issue that's explicitly mentioned in both the Old and New Testaments? They've caved on it. Why do you think that is?
I think it's very clear why they've done it. This issue was actually good for the church. It's separating the sheep from the goats,
mm-hmm.
and exposing those in the pulpit who are wolves in sheep's clothing.
Right.
Because the scripture is very, very clear. And when the Bible says, do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, will inherit the kingdom of God. But a man of so-called God stands up and says, oh, homosexuals will get in, he's praying for homosexuals. He's lying to them, and he's showing that he prefers the smile of man to the smile of God. He fears man more than he fears God. So it's good that these are being exposed, and we need as Christians to stand up and be sons of thunder, be men and women of righteousness, and not be ashamed to speak the truth of God.
Right. And Ray, it was a wonderful movie. I loved it, and I've talked to several others who loved it and loved the way that you were, by the grace of God, able to address such a sensitive issue. So finally, how can people see Audacity?
Well, it comes out freely on YouTube in about a month, just under a month. But I'm told that any people can download it, I think, for $19.99, get a free behind-the-scenes video as well as the movie, and you can see it a month early. And it helps us to pay for the movie and helps us produce more movies like Audacity and 180 and Evolution vs. God. So for those many thousands of downloads, thank you. And for those that can't afford to, make sure you watch it and spread that website address, audacitymovie.com, when it comes out, because we've got a vehicle called the Internet, which is just amazing. We can reach millions out.
Yep.
YouTube channel has had over 34 million views.
Yep.
That blows us away. 34 million people. What a wonderful means to take the gospel to every creature. So we're asking Christians to help us do that by sending that link fantasymovie.com on August the 19th to their friends and enemies and ask them to watch it.
Yep, and it's definitely worth it. I would recommend it. Plus, you get to support a like-minded Bible-based ministry as well. And Ray, thank you so much for coming on, sir. It was great to have you on the podcast, and we look forward to speaking to you sometime again, probably.
Thank you, Joshua.
All right, God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know that that movie that we were just talking about, Audacity, is a wonderful movie. It addressed the issue of homosexuality, just like Ray and I talked about just now, in such a way that is biblical, it's uncompromising, but it's gentle as well. And I encourage anyone who's having trouble with maybe friends or family with respects to addressing that issue to actually either wait until it's available for free on YouTube or go to Living Waters, just search it in Google or go to the website Living Waters, you can find the link to download it there. But it's also actually it's more available on, I believe, let me look at it real quick. I don't want to give you the wrong address. AudacityMovie.com, and it's available for download there. So, anyways, yeah, that's a very troublesome issue. It's a very sensitive issue, and I wanted to address it on the podcast earlier, but I thought it would be better to wait and actually be able to have someone on that has done a movie on this and talks to very colorful individuals at Huntington Beach on a regular basis and runs into this issue often out there. And like we do, we evangelize down here about Balboa Park. It's kind of like our Huntington Beach, where all these colorful characters come out and many different religions and worldviews come out. And we've had opportunities to engage the homosexual community along with other skewed worldviews that endorse other lifestyles that are counter-biblical. And so I can attest to that difficulty of having to address that issue in such a gentle manner, but still be biblical and able to carry a conversation with the homosexual or anyone else who's a part of a different religion or endorses some other sexually immoral lifestyle, or any other immoral lifestyle for that matter whatsoever. And so it is difficult, and I think that movie will help as far as being able to address that issue. Today, the main topic was Audacity, that movie by Ray Comfort, and he was our guest. Unfortunately, we had him for only 15 minutes. I didn't really come up with anything else to talk about for the second half of this, but I guess I can talk about the podcast and kind of give an update as far as the deal with the podcast. The deal with the podcast is, you know, we're striving to have more people on as guests, and I feel that can be more edifying, in a sense that we can bring somebody on that has expertise in the certain topic that we'll be talking about. So our next guest will be Dr. McGraw from Greenville Theological Seminary. And his expertise, actually what he teaches on quite frequently, is the sovereignty of God. So we'll be having him on the 3rd of August. He'll be our next guest. That will be episode 12. This is episode 11. He'll be our next guest. Our guest after that will be Cy Tin. We're going to have apologist Cy Tin, well, evangelist and apologist Cy Tin on, to talk about presuppositional apologetics. And we're going to cover some intricacies there, having to do with a transcendental argument and things like that. And that's going to be a real blessing to be able to have him on as well. I think that we've just been blessed to be able to have some of these people on who have labored in the Lord and continue to labor in the Lord, like our ministry also strives to do, but some of these men have done it for a very long time, and I think their expertise will serve to be a blessing for the listeners of the podcast. And we're going to continue to fill up our schedule with with like-minded men like this to come on here and talk about different topics, different theological topics or issues. In this case, it was a theological issue. It is a theological issue because you are dealing with a scriptural issue. Scripture addresses homosexuality, multiple times, cross-testament. I mean, Old Testament and New Testament both address this issue. And the common argument is, well, that's Old Testament, that's Old Law stuff, you know. But no, it's indeed addressed in the New Testament. So it's important to consider that. But yeah, we're going to continue to fill up our schedule with people that will be able to come on and address certain topics, certain issues. After Psy 10, we're looking at a few other guests. I don't want to mention any of their names explicitly because I don't want to get any hopes up as far as who we're going to have on and who we're going to, you know, who we're trying to have on. But just I request that anyone who's listening to this podcast, I request your prayers for this ministry, for Seeing God Ministries, also specifically to deal with the podcast, that we're able to have guests on that would serve to edify our listeners by the grace of God. And we're probably going to have my pastor on, Pastor Kurt Aaron. You can listen to some of his sermon audio on the website under the sermon audio section of seeinggodministries.com. It's in the same section of the podcast. If you just go to the podcast, the drop-down menu will come and just click on the sermon audio, and you can listen to some of his material there. He's my pastor at Grace Bible Church here in San Diego, California. Wonderful church, growing by the grace of God, growing. And actually, I would like to give a praise report in this last 8 minutes or so that we have for this episode. God has really, really blessed Grace Bible Church in that there has been growth not only in persons who have gravitated towards the church, but in the congregation's growth in their edification or in their sanctification. The congregation's growth has grown. I mean, we have several community groups where we get to interact with one another and communicate with one another about different parts of Scripture. We get to, well, on, for instance, on the men's theology night, we go through the London Baptist Confession of Faith 1689, and we're able to address each chapter there. So we have a very a church that is very, very concerned with the discipleship of the saints, and it's wonderful, wonderful. And with Seeing God Ministries, the evangelism ministry partnering with the church and actually becoming part of the church, it's been a blessing in that we've been able to reach out to non-believers who are lost with the gospel, and not only reach out to them, but if they make a profession of faith, we can then engage them in discipleship. And it's just been a wonderful opportunity that is all glory to God, all glory to God for that. It's only by Him that any of this happens. Through the ministry, through the evangelism ministry, we've actually had a few people actually come to the church and engage with fellow believers that are at the church or be able to engage with believers who, you know, if they are not or if they're professing Christians, but perhaps they have never fully repented of their sin, or you know, things like that. There's several issues that could pop up, but it's just amazing to be able to reach out and be this cog in God's will, right? And so we're able to do that, and you know, we're just able to have these community groups and the congregation is able to be edified. But also, you know, with the evangelism ministry, with Seeing God Ministries evangelism ministry, being able to partner with the church, we are just so blessed in that way that the church has been so, and Pastor Kurt Aaron and the rest of the elders, along with the rest of the congregation, really, they've just been so supportive of the evangelism effort, and of, you know, being able to spread the gospel at Balboa Park. And we're hoping to expand to other areas of San Diego while still ministering to Balboa Park. And it's just a wonderful time for the church right now. We're in a season of growth, and we just give all glory to God. And just join us in prayer for that whole situation. And also, stay tuned for our next podcast. As I mentioned earlier, episode 11, we'll have Dr. McGraw on to talk about the sovereignty of God. And we pray that this episode, along with that next episode, will be edifying and profitable for your growth in your faith. And we thank you for tuning in. We just hope and pray that you have a great day. Bye-bye.